Jim, are we just in putting that down as one of those nights territory where everything goes wrong?
Yeah, I mean, people pay good money to come in and watch us play. You know, great crowd again, but, you know, to get bowled out with five overs to go, and it was a big total. We needed probably one of our best batting performances to chase that down. You know, I feel we've shortchanged the public there a little bit. You know, with 14 group games, you're gonna have a bad game, and we had a bad game with the ball, the bat, and more noticeably in the field. You know, they should have been 40 for four. We don't drop catches. That's something that we pride ourselves in. But you drop two blokes who end up getting another 150 runs between them. You're making it hard for yourself. And we didn't execute with the ball from then on. You know, that's a fantastic innings from Ben. And sometimes that can happen in T20. A guy can take a game away from you. But we gave him a chance, and you can't give anyone a chance in this game. And you know, he scored 10 sixes and nearly scored more than all of us put together. So really just a poor day. You know, we've played some really good cricket in the two games. We've won at a canter against good teams and put up a near perfect performance in two of those games. Worcester, we got close, although we weren't at our best, but today was just a poor game all round.
I don't think you've put your finger on the first and most obvious thing that was there right from the beginning, the unusual fielding errors. In fact, there were so many, we began to wonder, you know, is it funny light or things like that? It was just very unusual.
No, I mean, I think Leicester had a few in the field where they missed field. I mean, it didn't cost them as much, obviously. You know, you're chasing 15, 16 and over at one point. You probably oversee those a little bit if you're a Leicester coach or Leicester fan. But, that just wasn't us. And you know what, the 2 days previous to this, we've done a big fielding session. Guys have been on it. You know, we're well up for this game. You know, home crowd, and they've been fantastic supporting us. But, you know, it was just poor. You know, and even just little things when Ben's in and you're misfielding it and getting him back on strike and then he's putting it out of the park, just didn't help ourselves today. And, you know, hopefully guys will shower that off and take it out on Durham on Sunday.
Well, that's the thing, there's two ways to react. You either sort of, you know, feel rattled by it, or you really respond back to it.
No, T20 cricket is like that. You know, sure. you play poorly, you're going to get punished in this league, and it'll be the same in the South group. You know, I look across the scores that have happened today, and, you know, it's happened to a couple of teams in the league. But you've got 24 hours now for these guys to pick themselves up, look at it individually, what we need to do, and just remember what we've actually done well. We remained level when we beat Yorkshire and we beat Notts. Likewise, we need to remain level and come back fighting on Sunday.
I was just going to say, lastly, it's a favourite sporting cliche, but I wonder if that's because it's true. You've got a game very quickly, you want to be straight back in.
Yeah, definitely. Very open chat there just now, guys. You can't really defend anything that would happen there. You can't say we were unlucky. You can't say we were outplayed. We played poorly, and we gave them every opportunity to deal with us. So it's now about making sure we pick ourselves up as quickly as possible. Next game's around the corner, and we take on Durham on Sunday, and hopefully the crowd come back, and we'll help them, you know, give them something better for their money.